Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I've gotten some reports back from some people, and it hasn't been directly to my face or anything, but people have been commenting that all I do is rant and rave, and they're probably right. That's all I do is rant and rave, and some people like that. I personally like that. If somebody's ranting and raving about the appropriate thing, which I do, I think, rant and rave about health care, about this new health care bill that's supposed to go through, a rant and rave about how people are wimps, rant and rave about the health care system in general, rant and rave about anything I damn well please. So there will be that. There will be people that think that you're ranting and raving for no purpose or whatever, but what do they call oration? What do they call debate? It's ranting and raving. If you don't like that, I mean, you just go look at the daytime TV or something. Go look at some reality show. What is that? Jerry Springer or something, or whoever. Don't those people rant and rave too? Maybe you like that. But this is not specific. This audio is not specifically for, to those people that, claim I'm ranting and raving. I just feel like ranting and raving, and I'll do it. Isn't that my right as an American? My First Amendment? I can open my big yap and say whatever I want. As long as they leave that law alone, I'll be okay. They get to the point where you can't even speak your mind. Well, I know you can't. The thought police want to come try to get you for what you think. And people say, well, have you ever said anything racist? I mean, you can construe anything you want. I'm kind of like a rabble-rouser, so if I want to say something racist, I'll damn well do it. And if I want down on anybody, I'm going to do it. I'm an angry white man. I'm allowed to do that. That's my job. So, and as far as I can see, I'm not so sure about the white thing, but I am sure about the angry thing. I'm angry. I mean, I've been working my tail off here, and these new healthcare regs, I don't know what's going to happen, but it ain't positive. It's negative. So we got to do something about this. Health, first of all, comes from within. It doesn't come from a pile of pills. It doesn't come from outside you. It doesn't come from radiation, injections, surgery. It comes from within your own body. And who wouldn't rant and rave about that if they think that it's totally different from what everybody else thinks? It's like, oh no, my health care comes from my insurance company. Oh, my health care comes from, I take all my pills and it makes me healthy. It doesn't make you healthy, you knucklehead. Got a brain in your darn head. Wake up. Not making you healthy, it's making you sicker, but you're just too stupid to know it. It's not like I'm so darn bright, but I can see that. A farmer can see it. Give it to your cow. Give your cow medicine. Cow doesn't do anything. Doesn't produce anything anymore. It's all about production. If your production doesn't go up, it ain't worth a damn. We'll cut you up and make stew out of you. That's what we call you, stew. But anyway, I do know that what I say has value. I've been on this earth half a century, more than half a century, and I intend to be here for another half a century. So, my advice to you is, if you like my rantings and ravings, listen. If you don't like them, go listen to something else. There's got to be some namby-pamby sucker who'll lie to you, make you feel good about yourself. Some little wimp. No testosterone. Testicles haven't descended. Well, that ain't me, friend. I'm a fighter. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight at any occasion. When I go places, I'm looking around waiting for somebody to pop out of the woodwork. So I can take care of them. Doesn't happen very much, but it does happen. And I'm always ready. That's why I don't wear these little flip-flops, in case I have to fight and protect somebody. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't wear flip-flops because you can't fight in those suckers, unless you can flip them off real quick and fight barefoot. These people that try to fight, that think they're going to fight barefoot, I'll step on the top of their foot and break their damn foot. It's knuckleheads. Your foot is very delicate. You step on somebody's toe real hard. They don't want to